welcome to your podcast listeners to another pull list edition of Between the Bubbles. I am Brayden.
And I am Darren.
And we are super excited to be talking about what's coming out this week because there is a bunch of awesome stuff. It's going to be a really exciting week at the stores. I'm going to be very poor after I go to the store this week. It's true. Anyway, what are you most excited about this week, Darren?
This is why, for me, the week is the most incredible week of the month of October. Because what comes out tomorrow?
Batman. Lots of stuff I want to buy.
Issue 13.
You just want to see the Joker.
Death of the family. Not death in the family. Death of the family. There is a difference between in and of.
A very big
because
difference.
Because everyone's going to be affected. Everyone. Huge Batman crossover event.
I wonder if that means that we're going to see the Bat family shatter and that they won't be the allies that they are now.
I think so. I don't think anyone's going to really die, but there's going to be emotional repercussions.
Huge ramifications.
And we get to see the big Joker reveal of how he looks with his now disfigured face that Greg Capullo and Scott Snyder have been teasing and raving about forever. I will be having, hopefully, a geek freakout moment the whole entire issue.
Yeah.
I've been waiting so long to have the Joker finally in the New 52 besides his appearance in Detective Comics number 1.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't the Joker. That was not the Joker. He was just some crazy, Joker is crazy, but it was more of like a serial killer, it felt like. It wasn't the true Joker that we know and love.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see more of that because Scott Snyder, I think I remember him saying on Twitter that Joker was his favorite Batman villain.
He did.
You know he's going to just, I don't know.
I hope he nails it.
Pay homage to it. And I think he is going to nail it.
I hope he nails it.
So Batman 13, wow. Cannot wait.
With good reason. I would have picked the thing that's going to be his second pick, but I decided to let Darren pick it because there are other things I'm super excited about this week. Biggest thing I'm most excited about is what Darren's going to talk about in a second. But the second biggest thing I'm talking about, Uncanny Avengers issue 1. This is the big spin-out of what happened last week in AVX. We have Cap selecting a very small team of Avengers to be kind of the go-betweens between the X-World and the Avenger world. So we've got, of course, in case you don't know, the team consists of Captain America and Wolverine, who are, if not doing joint leadership roles, I think that Wolverine might actually be the captain of the team.
That'd be kind of cool.
I think Cap is going to say, you're in charge here, Wolverine, because you're the one who's got a foot in both realms. Anyway, that's what I've heard online. I don't know if it'll be true or not. We'll see in the first issue. We've also got Havoc, which I'm tenuous about Havoc's inclusion.
Yeah.
Because Havoc has never been that interesting to me. But no. We'll see what happens. It could be really good. Thor. Obviously Thor.
Yeah, Thor. Yeah.
Although he's got a 5 o'clock shadow, so he's looking pretty cool these days. And he's got kind of a redesigned outfit with
Everyone
Marvel
looks
now.
Looks good with beards.
He's got kind of a redesigned outfit with the Marvel now, so it should be cool.
Yeah, he has two swords.
Yeah, we'll see what that's about.
Yeah.
And then we've got Rogue, who
was my crush on the cartoon.
Who wasn't?
Southern accent. Oh, man.
Yep. And Scarlet Witch, because like we talked about in the reviews episode, Scarlet Witch has kind of recuperated herself as a hero, and I think that we're going to see her continue back in the realm of heroism.
Upward spiral.
Yeah. I wish that she and the Vision could get back together, but that's a story for another day. Poor them. She just poor Wanda. She doesn't deserve what she had to go through. Anyway, I'm excited for this book. I'm really curious to see, because this is the flagship book of the entire Marvel Now initiative.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of Avengers books, a lot of X books, a lot of single person books, but this is the book. Just like Justice League is the book.
Yeah.
Granted, I don't read Justice League, even though it's the book, but that's because Darren does. Yeah. So I'll read Avengers.
I don't think you'd really like Justice League.
Well, I know I wouldn't, because, I do like that we've at least got 2 out of 6 females on the Uncanny Avengers team rather than 1 out of 7. Come on, guys. Although, really missing out on the people of color, Uncanny Avengers. Bunch of white guys. And a god, but a bunch of white guys and a white god. Anyway, I'm excited for it anyway. I think Remender is the one who's writing that series.
Yes.
I really like Rick Remender. I'm really excited to see him step up and do some really big stuff with some of the big names in the Marvel Universe. So it should be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be good.
What do you have second pick, which is my number one pick this week?
And thank you, Brayden, for letting me do this one because it's Punk Rock Jesus.
Ah!
Punk Rock Jesus number 4. Who I'm intrigued to see who the angel is.
If we see the angel again.
If we see the, and I hope we do.
I'm sure we'll see it again, but I don't know if it'll be this issue.
I hope we do, because I cannot. I'm so intrigued.
I love this book so much.
This is the best book that I'm picking up. It is the best book I'm picking up.
It's definitely in my top three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, on a overall scale, I mean, Batman has been my favorite overall, but currently right now, the thing I'm. If it wasn't for Joker being in Batman 13, I would have Punk Rock Jesus as number one.
But it's super exciting. Super exciting.
This, please, please, please do yourself a favor. If you don't pick it up now, do it in trade.
Buy the trade. Sean Murphy deserves your money.
Yes, he does, because he needs to write more stories like this.
Oh my gosh, doesn't he?
So go pick up Punk Rock Jesus number 1, 2, and 3 if you haven't already, but number 4.
If not, just wait for the trade. It's going to be fantastic, I'm sure. My last one is Red She-Hulk, number 58. Now, again, for those of you who don't know, this is the Hulk book that relaunched after the World War Hulk situation with the Red Hulk, which is Thunderbolt Ross, which I don't know where his... A, I haven't seen him not as a Hulk ever since he became a Hulk, so I don't think he changes back.
Maybe not.
And B, what happened to his stash? He used to have a triumphant stash.
Yeah, he should still have his Red Hulk.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Red Hulk had a mustache?
It would. Well, the thing
opportunity is... Opportunity wasted!
When he would go back... Well, I think during the Red Hulk storyline was first introduced...
He would go back and forth.
He'd go back and forth when he had his mustache, but then when he went to Red Hulk, he didn't.
I feel so betrayed.
I think so. I haven't read it, but...
I feel so betrayed. Red Hulk should have a stash.
Because you don't shave off the stash of General Ross. You don't.
Yeah. Anyway...
Wow.
Red Hulk has been the main protagonist. It was the antagonist for a while. He became the protagonist as he became a good guy. But that all ended last issue in Hulk number 57. So rather than renumber, I don't know, I don't pretend to understand how they do numbering in comics anymore, but it's issue 58 of the Hulk book, but it's now called Red She-Hulk with Betty Ross as the main character.
And she seems evil.
She, not evil, but morally ambiguous at the very least. She's going to be fighting the whole Marvel universe, apparently. It's going to have lots of fights. It's got a strong female lead. It's cool. I'm sold. Give it to me.
Yeah.
We'll see how I feel next week in the review episode, but I am really hopeful for it. I'm really, really hopeful. Okay, some other notable things coming out this week. For those of you who like The Avenging Spider-Man, it's coming out this week. Honestly, I think I'm going to have to drop Avenging Spider-Man just to keep buying Amazing Spider-Man because I can only afford one Spider-Man book at a time.
Spider-Man is... Pretty much you get it by issue by issue.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. And it's a Spider-Man book, so they'll always have enough Spider-Man books at your store. So I'm gonna buy it issue by issue instead of having it on the pull list. So sorry, Avenging Spider-Man. Anime Kami Girls number 1 featuring Wonder Woman, I'm very excited about because I like Wonder Woman, and any other reason to buy a Wonder Woman book is reason enough for me. We've got Archer and Armstrong number 3 if you've been liking Archer and Armstrong. AVX Consequences, which is a 5-week series that's going to be basically talking about what happened after AVX. I'm hesitant as to whether or not I'm going to pick it up. I'll decide when I get to the store tomorrow. Batgirl 13, which is tying up her arc with the bad guys she's been fighting, but also prologuing into Death of the Family. Yep. So if you're a Death of the Family buyer, you should probably pick it up.
And by the way, Batman and Robin 13 that comes out is not part of the Death of the Family.
The only two that are part of in 13 are Catwoman and Batwoman, Batgirl.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy Batman and Robin. You don't have to buy any of the other. Also, I noticed looking at the list, none of the other Bat books are involved.
Detective Comics is.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh. In fact, they have...
I didn't know if it was or not. Because I looked at the list, I didn't see Detective Comics because I didn't pay enough attention, obviously.
They have an ad in every DC book.
Well, yeah. Well, that's because it's big. Other things, Buffy is coming out. Captain America. There's only 2 issues left of Captain America, guys. Only 2 issues. Also, only 2 issues of Iron Man and Thor.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So if you've been buying those, you know you're getting some Endgame stuff going on here. Oh, Conan the Barbarian number 9 comes out. I hope Becky Cloonan is back on the art.
For your sake, I hope
she's the best. She's amazing. Let's see. What else interesting is coming out? A bunch of crap. Grifter. Grifter is coming out. Nobody cares about Grifter. That's not true. Somebody cares about Grifter or they would have canceled it. But I don't care. There's an interesting alternative reality title called Marvel Universe versus the Avengers, where it's mad, crazy Avengers beating up on everybody. So
ooh.
Sounds like it might be a fun limited series.
Yeah.
really, really interesting miniseries coming out called Point of Impact. It's going to be a black and white series. It's going to be a murder mystery told in three different perspectives. I'm really excited about that one. It sounds like it could be a lot of fun. Yeah, Uncanny Avengers, Think Tank number 3. If you've been reading Think Tank, you're probably excited about that. Stumptown number 2, I'm kind of excited about because I love Greg Rucka. Should be a good week. Wolverine 314, in case you want to buy the last of these Wolverine books before Wolverine ends in December. It, too, is going the way of the dodo, being replaced by the Savage Wolverine in January.
The Savage?
It's going to be interesting. We'll see what happens.
Sounds like it's going to be a gore fest.
Could be, could be. Anyway, so those are the things that are coming out this week. Let us know what you're excited for. Let us know at our blog, at our Twitter. Talk to us at Twitter at BTWNBBLS. You can come to our Facebook page and tell us. You can email us, talkatbetweenthebubbles.com. We'd love to hear what you're excited about. And, you know, keep us in mind as you go to the store tomorrow. And make sure to buy Punk Rock Jesus.
Please do.
And
you
that's
owe it to yourself.
That's all we have to say to you, our friends. And as always, happy reading. This has been a pull list edition of Between the Bubbles. We thank you all for listening today. Our bumper music is provided by Delco and Kevin McLeod. And we are produced by Almost Midnight Media and released under a Creative Commons license. See you at the store tomorrow.